I heard this story and I found it to be so profound, I wanted to share it with you. And the original story was in a male format. And I'm going to actually turn it into a female format for us, because I think it would be better appropriate, but this is a true story. So there was a woman who was very early on in life. Her grandmother every year would buy her a silver dollar. Every year for Christmas, that was her Christmas present. And she would give the silver dollar because it was just what she had, right? She would give the silver dollar and she would tell this young woman, you know, from childhood up into adulthood, you know, that don't spend it all in one place, right? And meanwhile, like, grandparents don't know, like, where you're going with a dollar. Like, there's not much you're going to be able to spend for a dollar. But this woman, right, she from early on till age of 18, every year would get a silver dollar from her grandmother. Now, her grandmother has since passed. This woman has gone on to become a very successful, a very public person. And she went on stage the other day and she says, you know what? Out of all of my years being on this earth, and of all the Christmases that I've been through, out of all the gifts that I've received, she goes, do you know the gifts that I still hold? I still have all 18 of those silver dollars. And she says, everywhere I go, I carry 5 of those silver dollars with me at any given time, when I'm on stage, when I'm at wherever I am, those silver dollars, because to her, that silver dollar, it wasn't the quality or wasn't the quantity of the silver dollar that was meaningful to her. It was that was everything her grandmother had. Her grandmother literally gave her everything she had. It was her best gift her grandmother could possibly give her. And I want you to think for yourself, how often we cheap out on ourselves. How often do you give yourself the best gift? Because it doesn't have to be the quantity, it's the quality of how you are showing up for you. Because, my friends, the true gift of loving ourselves and the true gift of manifesting and bringing in the people, places, and things that we want. Side note is, you can have all of that, but the gift must be you first. Just like her grandmother, right? Just like her grandmother gave her the all she had, I want you to think about how many times in your life, and we're not looking at it from blame, shame, or condemnation, we're just looking at it from an objective viewpoint. All the times in our life that we have given everything we have to other people. And now what we get to say, and I would like everybody to write this in their journal or their notebook, I am going to give everything. I am all in. I'm not saying that you have to ignore people. I'm not saying if people need your assistance, you're going to say, I'm sorry, I'm not available, right? I'm taken. But what you're going to say is, I am my number one priority. My vital life force energy that has been bleeding out. Now, even if you've been through the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond program, this is an opportunity for you to refine, reconnect, and refocus. Because there's three M's, there's three things I want you to think about, which is called E as in Edward, M as in Mary, F as in frequency, right? It is, what is my energy? What is my mindset? And what is my frequency? Because what we're going to be learning is that in the past, outside of the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond community, outside of what we learn here in Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond, what people and women tend to do is we try to change matter with matter, meaning we try to change the outcome of what it is we want by getting in there and being the general contractor of the universe, trying to manage people, trying to manage things, trying to manage processes. And that will never get us the outcome that we want. What gets us the outcome we want is when we are fully immersed in our soul, when we are quiet with our mind, when we could tap into the quantum physics, when we could tap into this field of conscious energy, manipulate that, and then that is what's gonna come down and create the people, places, and things that we want. So there's a huge percent of the population that's doing it wrong, and they're not doing it because they don't, they're bad, or it's just they don't have the right tools. And we're going to learn what is the most important tool in order to create the outcome and the motion and the feeling that we want. Because everything, that's how everything is created. It's not created by you going out there and managing other people and managing things and taking on other people's emotions and taking on other people's responsibilities and wondering how your children are going to feel, or wondering if you do this, how's this one going to feel, and wondering, oh my God, if I say this, what's going to happen? Or if I don't go to this event, what are people going to think? Or, you know, all of these things that we put on our shoulders. Now, I'm going to have a mic drop moment here for most of you, including myself, when I thought about this morning and it came to me in a divine download. Put aside the negative parts of the relationship or your divorce, or the parts that you don't want to think about with your partner. And just for a moment, go back to the feeling the first time you were in love. Go back to the feeling the first time you were in love. And if you remember that feeling, it was a feeling of pure excitement. It was a feeling of you could think about nothing else in the world except this person. Every song was about this person. Every food was about this person. Everything you thought was about this person. Every part of your calendar was about this person. And I want you to think about this. When you were in love, you were in love. You weren't thinking about falling in love. You weren't thinking about how it's going to happen. You were actually in it. You were it. That's the feeling we need to cultivate in ourselves. Not thinking love outside of us. I need it. I want it. How do I get it? But I am it. I am in love. I am in love. When we are in love with ourselves, it doesn't mean circumstances are great. It doesn't mean we don't have challenges we have to handle, but we're not seeking outside of us to fill something that can only be filled inside of us. Does that make sense? When you are it, you're not searching for it. You want to be it, not think about it, not wonder about it,